Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. I am so excited about today's show because this morning I had an amazing conversation with my niece's planning her wedding. This is especially heartwarming for me because she came over here to the USA to spend 6 months with us to go to school and learn English, and she ended up staying a whole year. So I finally got to know my niece, and now we've been in touch, and that was quite a few years ago, but she is getting married. So she just told me a few of her scares and stresses and things, and I go, that'd be really a great topic for a show, because number one, this year is going to be filled with weddings. We're in the new year, so many people get engaged over the holidays, be it Christmas or New Year's, and they all want to get married within 6 to 9 to 12 months. So I started doing some research because I don't remember. We didn't do much. We got married at the Justice of the Peace almost 39 years ago, and we're still together and more in love than ever before. But some people, younger generation, they really want to have a wedding, and they should. So I was asking her, are you going to do it a DIY wedding, or are you going to have a wedding planner? Like the DIY do-it-yourself, that she plans everything with her husband-to-be. And both of them are so super-duper busy with the work they do, with the studies she's doing and everything else, that it can be very stressful. Why am I saying that? Well, I have told you before, stress is really a culprit to get you sick. And that's not what we want. A wedding is supposed to be a very joyous occasion, something most wonderful, the first day of your life together as a couple, and you don't want to be sick. So, what was her biggest stress factor? A lot of them, actually more than one. And so I asked her, and I'm asking you, if you're one who's getting married soon, what is your budget? Do you have a budget for your wedding? What does it include? Does it include the venue? Maybe a church, maybe another place like a nice hall, like a ballroom or something, or a big fellowship hall somewhere in a church that's less expensive than the big church or whatever. What is that included in your budget? Do you have a pastor, a minister, a priest, a rabbi, or somebody who's going to officiate? The flowers. Are you going to pay for everything? Are you going to arrange for everything? Or are you going to get help? Are you going to have some music during your service? First of all, normally there's some music when you walk in, and sometimes it's more than just the wedding march, which is beautiful, but some people like to more personalize their special day. Who's doing the service? Is there a service, or are you just going to recite your vows? And if so, who wrote them? Did you write them yourself, or did you get them from somebody and you're just using them for yourself? What's going to happen after the officiation? Are you going to have a reception? Is it going to be in a restaurant, or are you going to find a nice place? Or you can do it outdoors, indoors, but you need to provide the tables, the chairs, the tablecloths, the dishes, the silverware, the glasses, the napkins, and then you haven't eaten yet. So there is food. Are you going to have homemade food, catered food, potluck style, or as I said, or a restaurant? What are you going to do for entertainment? Are you going to have professional entertainment, or are you going to have friends and family do something? I know that in my family, before my niece now, I don't know about her right now, but I know my family before, we usually had people from the family perform, be it with instruments, singing, skits, fun things to do, some games, whatever, just to keep the whole wedding party and the guests entertained. Do you need a sound system? And if yes, what kind to make sure that the last person can hear what's going on? Do you need a dance floor? So those are all questions. And that's why I actually like the wedding checklist. I Googled it, and there's a gazillion wedding checklists. And you need to find the one that's best for you. Before you go into all that serious planning yet, what is your date? What's the time of your wedding? Now, are you having people only from close by, or do you have people who have to drive or take the train or even take the airplane to attend the wedding? How do they get to their destination? Are you going to have somebody who's going to pick them up at the airport or at the train station the day of or the day before? Did you ask some people to provide rooms for the people, for the guests to sleep, so not everybody has to go to a hotel? There are so many questions. And that's why I actually like the idea of a wedding check. Everything is laid out and you just check off what you've done. And I looked at least 20 of them. And can you believe it? They all start at 12 months before the wedding date. So that means you need to know approximately, or definitely the months in which you want to get married. Now, if it's end of 1 month, beginning of the next month, okay, that's not that. I don't think it makes that much of a difference. However, there are some months that are filled up so much faster than others, depending on the venue you want. So it gives you all the details that you need to do 12 months before, 6 to 9 months before, 4 to 6 months before, 2 to 4 months before, 1 to 2 months before, 2 weeks to a month before, 1 week before, the day before, and the day of the wedding. And it has little boxes that you can just check off what's done. So when you have that, it's kind of like, what is it, a crutch that you can hold on to. And you know, this is done and that is done. And of course, either your matron of honor or your mom or somebody who's in charge of it will make sure that all the squares are filled with a check mark. Now, with some of the lists that I've seen, you probably can omit some of the things they mentioned because that's not to your taste, that's not to your liking. But you can also add some stuff or move some things around depending on what's happening if you do it soon enough. So don't wait till the last minute and go, oh, gee, I need to go back to months 12, 6 to 9, 4 to 6, etc. It's not going to work. But if you work steady on it, and even if you have only 6 months, a lot of these things can be done together. Like 6 to 12 months, you probably can work together, or 6 to 9 months, and include the 12-month things because you probably have been thinking about it already. So that is when you do it yourself. Now, if your budget allows for a wedding planner, I would say that might make things easier. It might not. I mean, I've seen some movies where they had to fire the wedding planner, or the wedding planner quit a week or two before the wedding and dumped everything else onto somebody else. Well, those are not the norms. And as I say, well, we need to be flexible. We need to be balanced. We need to prepare for ABC because we never know what's happening. I mean, what if the weather does not cooperate? What if suddenly there is a leak in the roof where you have your wedding. What if? I am not wishing any of those things onto anybody whatsoever. However, having some people with connections in the wedding or on the wedding guest list can definitely help make things better, faster, and smoother than having to worry about everything else. So, how can you save some money if you are actually tight on money? Because, I mean, you're still relatively young. You've been doing a lot of studying. We know that studying is expensive. So you don't really have all those discretionary funds. And maybe you did not expect to get married yet, but you fell in love so deeply and you know it's the right thing to do that you did not have a decade to start saving up for a wedding. So what are some of your alternatives? And I've been thinking back of all the years that I've lived and attended weddings and participated in them and stuff. And I said to myself, well, why not go through the guest list, everybody, what they could help you with? Either they can let you borrow something, like if your reception is outdoors, they can bring tables and chairs and tablecloths or dishes and silverware or glasses. You make sure it all matches, it all looks good or whatever, or you have a whole bunch of different colors. It's entirely up to you. But ask for help. So they can do that. If you're not going to a restaurant and you can't afford a caterer because they're usually several thousand dollars, well, have a potluck style and have people make their most favorite dish and bring it in. It's not about eating the most sophisticated meal. The reception is to be together, to reminisce, to think, to talk, to laugh, to have fun, and to fellowship. And yes, something to eat is pretty much a must, but it could be finger foods. As I said, it can be potluck style. It can be so many things. See what fits in your budget and ask people. Also, with your wedding announcements, who says you have to do it all? Maybe you can just kind of guide somebody on what you want on it and let them design it and print it and even maybe send it out. You give them the wedding list with the addresses and they do all that for you. Well, that's something off your list that is very time consuming and it can set you free for something else. So many people actually appreciate a wedding a lot more when they have been able to participate in one way or another. Either let you borrow something, or they donate something, or they pay for something, or towards something. Like, I've heard that churches can be, depending on the size and what kind of church it is, they can be anywhere from a few hundred to a few thousand dollars just for a one or two hour wedding. Well, that is something not everybody can afford. However, if you have several or help pay towards the pastor officiating or the priest or judge, priest or rabbi or minister or whatever you want to call it, depending on your faith and your religion and your liking. So that all makes a huge difference. Ask people if they want to participate in with the flowers, maybe give some money towards the expenses with the florist, or maybe have some people come in and help you decorate the venue, be it the church or wherever else it is. Those are all incredible things that can make it so much easier. You can oversee it, but you don't have to do it all. Because when the wedding day comes, everybody is going to be looking at the bride most likely because She's the center of attention. I mean, that's just a given, right? And when they see that she has wrinkles and puffy eyes and black circles underneath the eyes because she is so stressed out and worn out and sick because of all the preparations, that's not good. I suggest that the last couple of days before the wedding, bride gets pampered. Facial, massage, get the nails done, get the hair done, get everything done and pampered. And from what I've been reading in some wedding checklists, they suggest to go to a hotel for a day or two before the wedding to get pampered and to be ready. So there is nothing there that catches their eye that still needs to get done or whatnot. It's just their time to get ready, and the matron of honor and whoever comes gets there to that hotel room to get set up for the wedding, to be, you know, get the makeup on and get the hair done and whatever. Just really relaxing and fun, because that's supposed to be the best, the most wonderful day of your life. And the beginning of your new journey with your husband, with your spouse, with your wife, with significant other, you know. So it is very important that you don't stress. If you need a little bit of help, I do have a little stress reduction book out on Amazon.com. And just look under my name, Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, last name Thompson, T-H-O-M-S-O-N. And it will pop up right away. It has 15 little steps to help you reduce stress and increase health. And if anything is in there, and I know there is, that could help you relax so you can fully enjoy your special day. How awesome is that? Now, I just remember, and I'm not even going to the wedding. Did I talk about a photographer, videographer? No, I did not. I forgot. So now I can add this to it. Think about those things. And it's better to double up than not to have enough. And in those cases, there are usually friends who are pretty good with taking pictures and videos. Ask them if they would do it as a favor for you so you don't have to pay thousands of dollars for a professional. Then, if they want to and you want to, album from the wedding, or you can even make a hard copy for yourself or put it on a CD so you can look at it and print out just what you want. There are so many amazing ways to get things done for a lot less that and a lot less stress. That it is, it's just something that I'm really passionate about. So I really hope that with these suggestions, I've made a few good points that you don't need to stress just because it says 12 months. Yeah, start going to the 12 months. Let's see what it says there. It says 12 months before, announce your engagement to the family and friends and plan an engagement party. Well, sometimes that happens, sometimes that doesn't happen. So no big deal. Place an engagement announcement in your local newspaper. Sign up for a wedding website to keep your guests informed about event details, area information, etc. Work on the budget. Consider purchasing wedding planning software to organize everything or hire a wedding planner to help secure contracts, etc. That's actually quite an important thing because sometimes it happens that venues overbook or double book without realizing it because there was a shift change and the first person didn't look into the second person's, the second person didn't look into the first person's bookings. So you always want to have backup plans and make sure that you have a contract that actually holds. All right, then choose a wedding date. Select a few days in case your first choice is booked. choose a location and reserve your ceremony and reception sites. Begin a rough guest list and compile current addresses. Decide on who you'd like to have as your attendants, including your maid of honor and best man. Begin shopping for your wedding gown. Attend a local bridal show or two and jot down notes about any vendors you really like. Purchase a wedding planning organizer or calendar to keep track of important dates and appointments, fittings, showers, etc. So I don't know. This is something, if you have any information on that, please let me know. Personally, it's kind of crazy to shop for a wedding gown 12 months in advance, because who knows if you gain weight or you lose weight due to stress. I mean, there are people who gain weight when they're stressed because they become emotional eaters. There are people who can't eat because they're stressed and they lose a ton of weight. So what do you do if the size is 3 or 4 sizes different in a year just because of what's going on? How do you do that when you have purchased your dress already? I'm not saying wait till the last minute, because it's not going to happen. Look around, yes. Purchase, not so much. That I would do maybe 3 months before, maybe 6 months or so. But again, make sure you talk to somebody who helps you plan the wedding, and go to the wedding dress shop and see if they will have that particular dress that you so love in stock, or if you need to put down payment, down reservation, with the option that you can change if you need to because something doesn't work, but at least you have secured one or two of the dresses that you really like. So 6 to 9 months before your wedding, research and choose one or more bridal gift registry. Order your wedding gown and buy undergarments that you will wear with it. Bring these to all fittings, because that's going to change the way the dress flows. So you want to make sure you have everything that you need with you. Order other bridal accessories, shoes, gloves, and veil. Begin shopping for bridesmaids' dresses. Find an officiant who will perform your ceremony. Research local vendors and book ceremony musicians, a wedding band, DJ, photographer, videographer, caterer, and florist. And those are the things that I said. If those are too expensive, and you will know that in advance because you're looking for it, then ask the people on your wedding list if they're willing to pitch in. And then you can reduce some of the cost. Months 4 to 6, select and order your wedding invitations, invitation envelopes, and thank you cards. Hire a calligrapher if desired. Check with a local stationery store for referrals. Or if you have a friend who does calligraphy, or if you want to have a beautiful print. I mean, it doesn't have to be calligraphy. It needs to be according to your taste and according to your budget, right? Select and purchase wedding favors and wedding favor accessories, boxes, personalized wedding ribbon, labels, etc. Purchase any desired ceremony and reception decorations, unity candles, vases, aisle runners, etc. Some places actually have those in store, and you can just rent them while your wedding is going on, because they supply all that stuff. So ask. Don't just go out and buy. Ask, because they do not use things that look really horrible. But if they're in good condition and you can just rent it, or it's included in the fee to use the church or the venue or whatever, please help yourselves and make it easier. Book a hotel room or hotel rooms, or arrange other accommodations for out-of-town guests. That doesn't mean you have to pay for it, but you probably should do the booking, because you know where the best hotels are, the ones that are affordable and the closest ones to the venue, so they can maybe be shuttled over or coin walk or take a cab or something. So there are a lot of things, actually incredible checklists. For the wedding cake, they say order your wedding cake 2 to 4 months before. And definitely before you order one, go taste some. Go to a wedding cake store or to a pastry chef and see if they make wedding cakes and what they have to offer. Make sure you have what definitely works for you, the wedding couple. And I mean, if there are any food allergies or anything, you want to make sure it's a cake that is suitable for the couple who's getting married. And the other people, they can just deal with it because they love the people who are getting married. So it's not a big deal. Yeah, and they're talking about buy thank you gifts for your attendants, flower girl and ring bearer. Shop for gift for your new spouse to be. Select and purchase wedding rings and have them engraved if desired. Coordinate and choose a location for the rehearsal dinner. That's another one. So many people forget about that. But nothing really works smoothly unless you practice. So a wedding rehearsal is actually important. And it also allows the people that are in the wedding to get to know each other a little bit better and to support one another and not step on each other's toes. So, wow, so much stuff. And I can see that she, as my niece, could get a little bit overwhelmed here. But as you can tell, there are so many ways that you can reduce the cost when you think clearly and when you ask for help. And as I said, most people would love to participate and help because then they really appreciate the event even more and they can actually be proud and say, we made it possible for these two lovebirds to get married. And so, yeah, that's the thing. So it's not the things at the wedding that have to be perfect. It's you who sets the tone. Be happy, relaxed, joyful, and definitely at peace. Congratulations to your new journey together. Have less stress, better health, be less clumsy, especially on the wedding date. If you're relaxed, you're not that clumsy. When you're stressed like crazy, things happen. Spills happen with food and drinks and tripping over people, little accidents and stuff. And those are the things we definitely want to avoid. So I did mention before there are a gazillion wedding planning checklists and pages if you Google it. One that I really like is HTTP. Let me just double check. Let me see. Where is it? Not this one. The not. HTTPS. I forgot the S in the link. https://www. The not. That's THEKNOT.com. And they have some most amazing things there that you can sign up for free. Or that you can hire somebody. That's especially here in the USA. I don't know where it is in other countries, but Google it. You will find a lot of helpful information. So I hope there's some new information that you just learned from all this. Stressing doesn't help. Relax, be organized, ask for help, and really, totally thoroughly enjoy your day. Until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And if you need help or suggestions or questions, you can email me at dythomson@gmail.com for this particular segment. You can voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956. And I said voicemail or text. I do not answer the phone, but I will respond when I have a clear message, name, and number. Until next week, take care.